Hey, good evening. Hello, everyone. We're all here. Here we go. Okay, so just to assure you, we'll go till 9 o'clock and not 10. And we'll see how this all goes. So let's have a little check-in. First, ground yourself. And I do want. Let me just fix this headset for a second. I do want to remind you that if you email me, please be very grounded when you do that. So just a reminder. So take a moment to ground and then we'll do a check-in. The circle is much lighter today. So the cumulative grounding that's been happening has really benefited the circle and the group altogether. So who would like to start?
Hey Sarah, this is Chris.
Hi.
I was kind of fidgeting around with my headset and everything. Did I miss the question? Because I heard you say, who would like to start? And I'm like, start what?
I ask people to check in.
Oh, okay, I'll start.
Okay.
I woke up, slept well, and woke up much lighter. Well,
Hold on a
like,
second. You're fuzzy. Can
okay.
you
Yeah.
switch shift?
Yeah.
I did it. Okay, sorry.
Okay.
Can
Okay.
you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay.
Beautifully. Beautifully.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, switching from gardening to the phone is always an interesting challenge, as far as Zoom goes. I just don't do it that much, so I'm not that familiar with it. So sorry. I apologize. But I just want to say I woke up a lot lighter. I mostly gardened most of the day, had to transfer pots, things to bigger pots, and it was 65 and crystal clear, and that mountain was screaming today. Hallelujah, thank God. Because we've had stormy for the last 3 days. But yeah, so things are pretty, it really shifted. I can't 100% figure out why, but I mean, other than we did that big clearing last night, so that helped.
Are you noticing your grounding coming more easily?
I do. I do notice it a lot more easily, but I also do a few things now that I didn't used to do. I when I wake up, I lay in bed and start the grounding from there, and then I wheel my feet around and sit up, and then do it one more time, and then I get up and move. I don't jolt out of my sleep or my bed without really trying to be grounded. And then when I Of course, I was grounded while I was gardening, but I had to run around and do a bunch of stuff.
Not
Yeah.
necessarily.
Really?
No, not if you weren't aware or of your relationship.
Yeah, I was more
You,
focused on will I plant this thing right or not? Because this
right.
is my first year really having a big garden. And I did it all from seeds. So it's a little bit of a learning experience for me. But I thought I was, but I wasn't, my attention was not on grounding. I can feel it, but I know I can tell you, yes, you're right. I was not paying attention to whether or not I was grounded. And then I had to run somewhere and deliver something. And when I did that, I knew I was ungrounded. So then I was trying to drive and ground the whole way to that person to drop off stuff and having some cushions recovered. And then when I got there, then I slowly started to ground while I was standing there. Just it's like a running tape in my head going seat and feet, seat and feet. Okay, think about it. Take a deep breath. A lot of times for me, I find that if I'm rushed, it's really key to be breathing in and out and be aware of my breath, because I will hold my breath. And when I hold my breath, that makes everything way worse and unconnects me. So I have to be really conscious of if I can't feel my seat or feet, I go, am I breathing? I go, oh, okay, deep breath. Even if I'm standing in front of somebody, it's just great to take in a big inhale and kind of go, ah, and sah, and get present.
What a beautiful practice. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
After 23 years, it should be.
You made it your own. That's making the practice your own.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Okay. Who else?
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll go. It's Kim. I'm finding that practice of 80-20 to be really useful. And now I can just say 80 or 80%. And I feel a pretty significant shift usually in how I feel centered and grounded. Today, I did that while I was driving because I had been out pretty active, like socially today. And generally, that gets me more excited and, you know, more up there. So, yeah, I just find it a good practice. And beyond that, I feel like I'm noticing my column of light more readily when I'm grounding. I'm just noticing it more.
Beautiful.
Rather than, you know, searching and trying, I'm just noticing it more, and it's a good feeling.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. Yep. That's it, I think, for today.
Okay, good. Who's next?
This is Carolyn.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's kind of like that one step backwards before you move forwards. I've had an early appointment at a retina specialist, and so there was all kinds of anxiety in the office, but I had a sphere around me and managed my state and grounding there. But just most of the day, feeling irritated and separated.
Well, entering any medical office is a big challenge.
So. Yeah, I felt like I was just kept in with gratitude and was very aware of that. But I, you know, it's kind of like, felt like last night, you know, it's like a continuation. So yeah, that's what's going on with me.
Okay. You know, if you sit back into your seat now, you'll get supported by the group better. Yeah, so it's very reasonable to, when you're dealing with a medical issue, to have a lot of anxiety around that. It was probably part of what you were feeling last night too. And then interfacing with the medical system, you pick up so much in terms of the heavy energies there. Even if people are nice, there's still a lot of heavy energy. So there you go. It looks like you're settling back in a little. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good. Good. Okay. Yeah, count on the circle for some for support, Carolyn. Okay. Who else?
This morning I had a client that it's probably my longest client, like 3 years since I was even doing practicum hours. And today we just
What
started.
kind of client and practicum hours? What does that mean?
Oh, my coaching business. When I originally started, I had 100 practicum hours to do, and he was one of my.
A practicum for what?
Well, that's what she called them. They were
No,
free.
for what program?
Oh, when I was in Michelle's the adult chair coaching and the master coaching certification.
Okay,
Sorry.
continue.
I do a lot of grounding and energy work with my clients, but this was as soon as we joined, we focused on it from the beginning, and that was sort of new for this particular person. And he ended up having a really beautiful release of heavy energies much earlier and easier than it typically comes for him. And so I asked him to ground, at least 5 minutes before our sessions. I'm going to start asking all my clients to start doing that. So that was kind of cool. My stomach has been a huge issue for weeks, probably since I visited my mom almost a month ago. But the last couple of days has just been really, really challenging. It's kind of been very highs and very lows with my emotions. And finally, I went into a ceremony about 5 p.m. tonight and just had huge releasing of sadness and grief and very old attachments. And that was great. It was really quite a release, but my stomach is really still quite out of sorts, and I'm just trying to let it settle.
Okay. Okay, well, again, the circles will support you. Who's next?
Rich
This
Kim.
is
Cindy, go ahead. Okay.
Kat. Yeah, I'm back. I'm so good. I'm really in such a good place. I had it was a teaching day for me, so I was interacting with a lot of students who are overwhelmed, and I just felt like I would step into this really clear, wide, coherent space and then get swept away out of it and then just come back. And it's like it was waiting for me, this just beautiful place to work from. So I've been just so appreciating that. And then as I posted, of course, I'm not surprised, I strained my back, which I've never done in my life ever.
Oh.
And I keep hearing I need to slow down, and I was working in the yard yesterday and not slowing down, but now I'm slowing down because I have to. I'm pretty uncomfortable, but that's all right. Yeah, it's been, I really enjoy the formatting of this week together with everyone. So thank you, everyone, for just coming together.
Yeah, almost every post that you make has something about slowing down in it.
Right, and I could not hear my own. Well, now I hear my wisdom.
It's hard. You just get it's just swept up in that urgency and impatience. It's all around. Okay, Ken.
I'm adjusting to this new space I'm in this week. Just, different layer of being I'm living in. So I'm kind of tracking it and seeing what it means in my life. And along with that, I'm finding many, many, many opportunities to ground and trying to learn how to do it pretty instantly in situations that I am in or I see coming up. And the fact that it keeps coming to, you know, that I keep reminding myself to ground. It's kind of new because I can forget for quite a while, days at a time, but like every hour, every few minutes, sometimes I'm reminded this is a situation in which to ground. So this awareness is a start, I feel, and next is to really successfully do it throughout the day in whatever the situation might be. So, yeah.
How does the energy of your heart feel now?
The energy of my heart. I don't know how different that is.
Can anyone else here feel
yeah.
or sense the energy of his heart without leaning into him, like without layering over him, but sitting in your grounding? And sensing Ken's heart energy.
It feels softer and kind of calmer to me.
Light and buoyant.
Yeah, who said that?
It's Renee.
Renee, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I feel a sparkly quality.
Yeah, it's very bright. Radiant.
Good. Feels good. And thanks for the feedback.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
No, it just is. It feels like a very different space I'm in. So that's part of it.
So the Renee and Russell and Cindy, you did that beautifully. You didn't lean into him. And you each had your version of a similar frequency.
I felt no leaning in.
They didn't. Okay, who wants to go next?
This is Elena. I have been sitting with a lot of anger since last night. And this is probably the longest period of time I've been able to be with that discomfort. I typically try to push anger away, and it becomes depression. So this is new to just be with. Everything that's coming up. I've been very aware today of areas of injury and trauma in my body. About a year ago, I moved to a new city and learning to live in a city has taken a really huge toll on my being. I'm going to pause for. So yesterday, I had the opportunity to leave the city and go out and stay with my aunt and uncle who live on a farm where there's just a lot of land and space and no other people. So there's been a lot of release around how hard it has felt to connect to the nature beings and the elements. A city for me, and being in a place where I felt I could really ground and let myself open up has been profound. I have returned. I'm back in the city today or now. And it's challenging again, and there's a calm that wasn't there before.
Where are you in Oregon?
I'm in Portland.
In Portland. How far is that from Mount Shasta?
Probably about 5 or 6 hours.
But do you have mountains near you in Portland, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever get out to them?
No, it's my experience so far has been one of such intense contraction that it's been really difficult to get out.
Do you feel like you ever connected with the spirit of the land there?
In Portland, No, not yet. The closest I come is through trees here. The spirit of the land out on the farm I was. Yes, for the first time, I did connect with the land there today, this morning.
So it really doesn't matter where you are. So the first thing I want to say is when we move from one location to another, whether it's 5 miles, 500 miles, or across the country, or to another country. Another country is actually pretty challenging. That is a huge energetic shift that your being has to make. And there's a conversation with the spirit of the land where you were to say goodbye and ask for the support of your former location to help you move to your new location. You can just picture the land spirit like flows of energy under the ground, where they can reach anywhere, and it's almost like they can carry you and open up create an opening for a new relationship ahead of you. And then when you're in the new location, very often you'll have one leg in the old location and one leg in the new location, and that other leg may not be grounded yet. And it really takes some time for your energy to shift from being grounded in one location to being grounded in another location. And I always ask permission to enter the new location. And it doesn't matter if you're in the city or the country. The spirit of the land is there. And so you can make that connection no matter where you are. You may not feel as happy or as calm or, you know, in a place that you really like, but you still can make the connection with the spirit of the land. Are you shifting, Elena?
Feeling new awareness around this piece about having one leg grounded in one place and the other one not yet grounded, that yes.
So you can ask permission to enter the sacred space where you are, even though you don't like Portland. And then ask for help from the old spirit of the land to meet with the new spirit of the land and help you shift your energy. And just invite your tailbone to soften a little more. Just a little more and a little more. And connect, and this is teaching. We're not going to necessarily go through the whole thing, but there's places that you want to be and places that you don't want to be. And sometimes you find out on places that you don't want to be, or you've taken a job that you didn't want to end up taking, or gotten into a relationship that you found out wasn't right. And it often takes some time to understand that. And if that's the case, then you start asking for guidance for the next step to help you find the place where the spirit of the land and the spirit of the place is harmonious with your being. And it can surprise you. It may not be logical. But it will help the place find you. And if you don't like living in a city, ask for an opening to find the right place for you. I certainly can understand that.
Thank you. That helps a lot.
Good. Yeah, your energy's starting to flow again. Okay, who's next?
It's Laura.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just noticing the sensation of being grounded and very attuned to the energies as others have been speaking without getting swept under or into them. It feels significant.
Yeah. Yeah, you are. You're staying within yourself.
Yay.
Yeah. Cause for celebration here.
So good.
Yeah. Does it feel good? Do you like it?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Okay, good.
And what Cindy said about returning, like something, the way she said it just landed so sweetly that this is the state that I am, my natural state, like my authentic state. And that awareness of the sweet return to it is something profound. So, thank you.
Wow. Okay, there's a few more of you.
It's Fran. I'll go. This is the first day that has been pretty ungrounded, unflowing. And it wasn't a horrible day. I wasn't, in the sense that I wasn't reactive. It started when I literally did not sleep last night. I was in bed a long time. And nothing in particular was on my mind. And as I kept not falling asleep, it certainly occurred, more than occurred to me, that it had to do with something to do with my being adjusting to this training. Nothing in particular came up for clearing. I mean, little vignettes and little stories, but they weren't especially interesting or didn't capture me. It certainly had to do with the fact that I sleep with a man who last night stayed on his computer till 2 a.m. and then came to bed. And I know he carries a lot of that with him. We've talked about it, and I will ask inside the next time that happens whether it's time for me to go into the guest room.
Yeah, that's important. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I do give myself permission. I guess I fierce isn't the right word, but I do lean toward being with him. I had in mind what I would do today. And as I awakened, I realized that I wasn't going to go to the store to get groceries for the weekend. I was going to stay on the land and have a very simple day. And I went out to sit outdoors and ground and deeply connect. And then my plan was to garden and do a lot of transplanting. I literally did not sit for 10 minutes before I had to go into that garden. And that hasn't happened to me for a long, long time, where I simply just lose my sincere intention to really ground and be in the flow with Mother Earth and Father Sun. And I had a day in the garden where I did a lot of doing. Not that I did tons of stuff, but it was, my awareness was more upon the doing than upon the connecting with Mother Earth. And I went to take a nap late in the day and couldn't sleep and realized I was starving. I hadn't remembered to eat lunch. And after I ate a lot of food, I went back to bed, and for the first time today, I relaxed deeply, and I knew I had because I could feel the flow from Mother Earth coming up through the back of my body, just giving me joy. And then after I ate some dinner and sat, went outside, and it was easier to ground. I wasn't distracted. And yet although I am grounded and I do feel my calf muscles and I do allow my tailbone to drop, although not as deep, it's not as easy or as natural. I have some flow, but it's not what it's been for the past week. The joy that I've had the past week. And yet I'm not reactive. I'm not, it's just interesting, and it's not a day I want to repeat. but there I am. Here I am.
So it brings up a point. What do you do when you live with someone who's not grounded?
The best answer is to ground, and be so full that.
Well, that's a mental answer.
Okay. Yes.
So just let the. I would just bring it up to land in our beings, because mm-hmm. this is a. It's something that everyone faces. And just let that land as a question. This is for everyone. I can almost hear you, Kim, and what you have to say about it. But it's a challenging situation. And how do you take care of yourself? How do you see something clearly without judging it too harshly? How do you nurture the relationship? I think this is one of the most a very important question. Does anyone have any comments about this?
Sarah, it's Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I waited till the last for a good reason. This morning was the most sacred day that I've had thus far. And it was also what Fran said, the most challenging. And mostly for the challenge part was a relationship. The sacred part was waking up in the morning and I was, for myself, the frequency seems so high this morning, and I don't know if that was just my nerves. When I woke up, this is a side note, I never dream, never. I've only missed one day since we started this class, and I've got vivid dreams that I've been documenting every morning. Uh-huh. And it was a really cryptic kind of dream this morning, and it was really hard to capture. So that could have had something to do with what I was feeling. So I came in and I sat and I was prepared to say, I'm going to ground. And I had a window because I had to prep some stuff for my in-laws, were helping them with food. And then what happened was I started to sit and it was so high, the frequency or whatever I was feeling. I said, I can't do this. And then I reached for the phone and I put my earplugs in and I said, okay, what do I want to listen to help me? I said, no, I can't do that. I need to try. I need to try to do this. And it took a very long time, probably an hour and 15 minutes total until I reached this sacred place where I was so deep within myself. I have never been that way before by myself, but so much so that when I got up, I had no pain anywhere, nowhere, but something I've never had before. I could feel the air between my hip joints and all throughout my lower back. It was like breathing. I was relaxed for the very first time everywhere. And I've never had that. And I was so grounded into the earth. And so I ended it and I went downstairs and my husband was getting stuff ready that we had purchased for his folks. He was going to take it over and do some work there. And he was very, very anxious and really having a hard time getting it together. I was so grounded. All I felt was compassion and love and support. And there was nothing I could say, but the more I did that, the more anxious he became. And so I said goodbye and he had his day. And I had quite a bit around the house to catch up on and a medical appointment in this afternoon that put an end to all those appointments I've had, which is great. But it was an engagement with the medical community. And he came home. And I had lost focus at that point of when he came home of feet and seat, you know. And I found myself being very not attacking, but very strong and verbal about certain things. And there was a comment that was made, but there was no reason to at all to make the comment, except I knew why. But he's like, and that really bothered me. So he's a PC guy. He's always on the PC. He's always on his phone. He's totally withdrawn other than his parents and maybe one friend he walks with. And it's hard. It is very hard because I feel like I'm starting to lose him to something that it's his choice. And I have to not put my energy into it at all, ever. I need to just be in a space to love and support by being grounded, truly. You know, so today wasn't the best day.
Sounded but like it was pretty great.
It was it was a wonderful day starting out, and it was good observation. And what was wonderful, I didn't beat myself up. He wanted to beat me up, for, not physically, but he wanted to kind of, you know, make sure I got the point. And I'm like, I'm good. We don't need to talk about this anymore. It's okay. Just get talking and talking. So I let him talk.
Let me ask you this, Lisa. Are you finding your voice in the relationship?
I think I am. And it's a fine line, Sarah, that I want to make sure that there's a fragility there, right? And he's incredibly sensitive. And so where's that fine line? I found my voice today. I did. But it wasn't liked. It wasn't accepted. And that's okay. It didn't need to be. No, it didn't. It didn't need to be. And I let it go as quick as I had it. But the impact on him is like it takes days for him to like recover from those kinds of exchanges, you know. So
this is, so tonight we're really into the nitty gritty of this, that of how walking your path along this path, you start finding your voice. And
yeah,
instead of tiptoeing around or being codependent, you, and it's never perfect. You're not just coming off with your angel wings and speaking perfectly. But finding your voice is a process. And I can't speak for men, but for women, the conditioning to have that voice covered with very strong conditioning is a very scary process. Because, like you expressed, it makes you can't control how the other person is going to respond. And one of the possibilities is a relationship ends, or, you know, a reactive response, or some kind of punishing response. And it is huge to start finding your voice in any relationship, whether it's your partner, your husband, your wife, or a friend.
Yes. I will say this up that he has told me this past weekend. He said, you know, he said, these retreats, you know, you used to come out of them really happy and filled with love, and you're just not the same person. I said, nope, I'm not.
And so how does it feel for you to be finding your voice?
It feels very freeing. I'm always concerned that I'm crossing the line and I don't want to do that. And that's a learning process, I'm sure. But yes, I found my voice as far as electronics. I mean, in the bedroom, at one point, they were all somewhere else and not in the bedroom for about 4 weeks. And it was just really nice. You know, nothing, we didn't look at anything in bed. There was nothing going on, you know. So it's kind of weaned now and that phone is back in. But he's more respectful for sure at night, not to be on it for a long time and to be downstairs. But like Fran said, I mean, he'll just stay on the computer for hours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yes. So tomorrow's another day. Thank you.
Are other people relating to this somehow?
Oh, this is Cindy. I am, for sure, the similarities in my own relationship, and it's challenging. Very challenging.
Yeah, you know, I left a career over 2 years ago because of the people that were ungrounded, and I left a relationship almost 2 years ago for the same reason. And I made a very conscious decision that I'm certainly not going to live with anyone who's ungrounded, but I've also ended friendships, and not in a hostile way, or just, it just sort of, they faded out, because I'm finding I don't want to be around people that are ungrounded, like even in a casual setting.
It's Laura, and I find that I'm getting so much practice with grounding at my home. Yeah. And just to note, Lisa, your voice has a different quality to it tonight. I could hear it when you first started speaking. So thank you.
I read your post, Laura, and I resonated greatly with it. So thank you. I think that's why I spoke. You generated that two times out of me last night about our conversation, and now so thank you.
So, this is what I would consider a sobering conversation and a necessary conversation to be able to express it, process it, help yourself find ways of navigating what your needs are. And spending time honoring, recognizing your needs first and foremost in a contemplative way, like really spend time with yourself and see what your needs are and get comfortable with that, because our needs aren't necessarily logical and they can be judged very easily. But we do have some just very primal needs that were built into us or that were conditioned into us. And then the only way that we can get beyond them is by processing and examining them and owning them. I mean, some of your needs you may not feel proud of, but then it's your need. And so if that need is there, and doesn't go away, then it's about honoring it and discovering what's in it. And then, after you spend some time with that, seeing how you can interface in your relationships. Because once you honor and embrace your needs, your frequency changes and your grounding gets stronger. And people respond to you differently. Has anyone noticed that?
Yes, I certainly have. And going back, you made the comment that, you know, you can't speak for men about not having a voice, but, you know, that's the way I grew up, you know, with my mom. And so I was always very fearful of what would happen if I said something. And then I got to the point where in other relationships, I would not say anything. And then I get to this breaking point of resentment and just like it was the straw that broke the camel's back. And then I would lash out like I was completely ungrounded. And then, you know, I looked like I was the lunatic, right? And so so moving through my life and having, you know, a series of friendships and partners that was occurring, and it wasn't until, you know, I found grounding and I found, you know, your work, Sarah, and started to really dive into it in a much deeper way that I had those realizations that this was not how I wanted to live my life. And these were not the kind of people I wanted to be around. And, you know, gradually found my voice and learned how to start to articulate things in a constructive way by speaking up mindfully instead of lashing out because I've had enough.
And that is the skill. And you can get get coaching or therapy around it that I think can be very helpful. Because again, and you'll remember I mentioned this before, you know, the spiritual and energetic work is very powerful, but there are just some old patterns and conditioning that it is really helpful to have a good coach or therapist help you through.